you, babe. Say, how about a... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. And you know, a funny thing happened to me recently. I made a little money, and I managed to keep some of it. So here I am. The first time I've ever been in Hollywood and haven't been broke. It's a very strange feeling. And it just doesn't seem right to me to have some money, but I'm going to force myself to enjoy it. Well, so I got the city directory out and started looking for friends. However, most of my friends can't afford a telephone, but finally I found somebody I knew. Millie Faraday, who was a student at an art school I modeled at once. She lived in a little house off Benedict Canyon, and when I knocked on her door, the California sunshine was splashing down out of the sky, and I don't mean orange juice.
Who is it?
I'm looking for Millie Faraday.
She doesn't live here now.
Oh, well, could you tell me where she does live?
No, but I might be able to give her a message.
Well, just say that Maisie Revere was looking for and that I'm saying...
Maisie!
Millie! Gee, it's good to see you, honey.
Maisie, you
I've
look wonderful.
So
I don't know what you've been doing.
What
have
you been
doing?
It's been a long time since I've seen you.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
I've got some coffee on the stove right now. What'd you say, Millie?
I don't know. What did you say?
I don't know either.
Oh, well, come on in and have some coffee.
Well, thanks. Hey, what was that quick routine you were doing while I was outside knocking on the door?
Well, I was afraid you were a bill collector.
Oh, I see. And I guess that's also why you had the chicken pox quarantine sign on the door, huh?
Anything to keep them away from me.
Mm.
You know, I'm the only person in the canyon who fertilizes her poison oak.
Well, it's got advantages after all, huh?
Oh, sure. Hey, do you take cream in your coffee?
No, thanks.
Well, how about sugar, maybe?
No, I just have it back.
Well, it's a good thing. I'm out of both. And besides, the cream doesn't keep very well without a refrigerator.
Don't you have one?
Uh-uh. The finance company took it back last year. But in the wet weather, the roof in the kitchen leaks and keeps things nice and damp and cool. Oh, here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks, Millie. Gee, you're just as gay and carefree as you were when I was posing at the art school.
Oh, I'm happy, Maisie. I'll admit that I haven't made a terrific success as an artist and a painter yet, but I'm doing some wonderful work now, and sooner or later I'll get recognized.
Well, that's the way to feel.
Well, sit down and make yourself at home, Maisie.
All right. This orange crate looks pretty comfortable. This is a cute little place, Millie.
Oh, thanks. I like it. Would you believe it used to be the stables for that big house on the corner?
Yeah, I believe it.
Of course, it's been remodeled since the horses moved away. Well, how's your love life these days?
Oh, amazing. I'm going with a wonderful guy.
Yeah?
I met him at the open-air art show last year.
Yeah.
He works for a big car company downtown.
Oh. Well, what does he do?
Oh, well, he seems to do everything.
Hmm.
He flips from job to job. Hmm. He started out as the guy who rolls the new tires to the wrapping machine, and then he advanced to the man who hands the new tires to the guy who rolls them. And next he was the man who pulls the tires out of the mold and hands them to the man who hands them to the man who rolls them.
Well, it sounds very tiresome to me. Oh, I made it funny. Well, is there any money in it?
Not much, but he won't quit. He says he's doing all right.
Oh. What have you been doing for a living?
Oh, I've been painting.
Isn't it hard to sell things?
Yeah. See, I've been painting houses. I get a little bit from a scholarship, and an aunt of mine gives me $5 a week, and everybody's very kind and understanding about credit.
Oh. Well, in case you ever want a little extra change, you can do what I used to do.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you go to the best hotel in town, sit down in the lobby.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
No. You feel back of the cushions of the chairs for money that slipped out of pocket.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, who's that?
It sounds like the man from the Good Samaritan Finance Company.
You recognize his knuckles, huh?
Just be quiet and he'll go away.
No, I won't go away. Open that door before I beat it down.
Well, you hide in the closet and leave this to me, Mary.
Okay.
Open up in there.
You now.
You bet your sweet life I.
Well, thank you. Are you, looking for somebody special, or are you just browsing through the neighborhood?
Huh? What'd you say?
Well, I was just asking you... Come, Rudolph. Stop flaring your nostrils at me.
Oh, excuse me. I can't help myself. Now, let's see. What did I come here for?
Well, close your eyes and try.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm looking for Miss Faraday. Is she here?
Oh, no. She doesn't live here now.
Well, could you tell me where I could find her?
But I think she's living in a cardboard box in Tunnel D at the Coliseum.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't I hear two voices when I came up to the door?
Two voices? Oh, yes, of course.
Well, who was the other voice?
Well, they were both me. You see, I'm a ventriloquist.
I'd love to be your dummy and sit on your knee.
Don't try it. I might reach through your back and swivel your neck around.
Would you mind demonstrating? It's not that I don't believe you. It's just
that you don't believe me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll throw my voice into that closet. Is anybody there in the closet?
Yes, I'm here. Who's that good-looking man you're talking to?
Well, that's amazing.
Oh, it's nothing. Just talent, that's all.
Well, you hardly moved your lips at all.
How could you tell? You weren't looking at my lips.
Yeah, let me see you do it again.
Don't you think you ought to be running along now?
Gee, you're really something.
Well, you're very flattering, and I do think you ought to be running along. I'll tell Miss
Faraday. Hey, wait a minute. For a moment, both of you were talking at the same time.
Yes, I have a split personality. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Faraday.
Goodbye.
Well, that was fine. You can come out now. He's gone.
I'm sorry, Maisie. I did my best.
Oh, it's all right. Millie, for once in my life, I've got a little money. When I was broke and posing in the art school, you took me in and fed me and gave me clothes and everything.
Well, why not?
Well, now it's my chance to help you. I just can't stand to see you living like this. Being hounded by bill collectors, no food, practically no roof over your head. What do you do when it really rains?
Oh, I pull a piece of tar paper over the bed and sleep in my trench coat.
Well, we're going to change all that, Millie. I'm going to hire a publicity man for you, and we're going to make you a successful painter.
For Maisie.
And get a hold of that fellow of yours. I'll take the two of you to a real dinner at a fancy place tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Millie, when Maisie Revere takes over, your troubles are gone for good. Oh, but gee.
What?
Well, I'm sorry I thought of it, and don't let it worry you. But it's never worked out that way before.
Oh, gee, Maisie. This has been the best meal I've had in years.
Oh, it certainly was, Maisie. I haven't had a Chateaubriand avec Chapinot for a long time.
Did you have it tonight? I thought you had a steak.
Well, Maisie, that's what it is. Steak with mushrooms.
Oh, isn't Bob wonderful, Maisie? He knows everything.
Yeah. And you're the guy who pulls tires out of the mold, huh?
Well, I won't be there forever.
Well, I hope not. They can't keep a Princeton man in that spot very long.
How did you know I went to Princeton?
Oh, by the cut of your suit, the cut of your hair, and those bright, blue, innocent eyes.
Ah!
Bob. Why didn't you tell me you went to Princeton?
Well, you didn't ask me. It's not a crime, you know.
Oh, excuse me, Second Million Bob. I see somebody I know. Get my change when the waiter brings it back.
Oh, don't worry. And I appreciated your letting me give him that $500 early so it were mine.
Well, you got to seem important and successful, Millie. I'll be right back.
Oh, Millie, that friend of yours is an amazing girl.
Oh, isn't she a dream girl?
Yeah, but not in my dreams. You're the one I dream of.
Well, why don't you marry me then, Bob?
Well, I will, but please don't rush me. I gotta have a better job before I make the big mistake of marrying you.
Well, no, you don't. I'd be glad to... Oh, hi. Look who's coming over here.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
Well, Miss Faraday, I believe.
Hello, Mr. Finley. May I present Mr. Castle?
Oh, how do you do, sir?
I am very well, thank you.
And he went to Princeton.
I'm rather surprised to see you here, Miss Faraday.
Well, I'm back again.
Mr. Finley, this is Miss Revere, a very wonderful friend of mine.
Well, well. Dear Miss, how do you do?
My, what big eyes you have, Grandmother.
You need your change, mademoiselle.
Oh, thank you.
Why, there are several $100 bills. There must be a mistake.
Oh, it was just changed for a five. $500, of course.
$500? Where would Miss Faraday get $500?
Oh, well, hasn't she told you about the painting she sold for $750 today?
No.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's all right.
Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't as good a price as the one you sold Mr. Sammerhammer last week.
Oh, well, it's most interesting.
Yes, well, he even bought a small Faraday painting to hang on the ceiling of his bathroom.
What for?
He likes to look at it when he's gargling.
Well, Miss Faraday, I'm indeed delighted that you have made a success of your art. And it was very illuminating to meet you and your friends here. Yes, and now, good evening.
Goodbye, Mr. Finley.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh, good evening indeed. Well, I guess we impressed him with your success, Millie.
Oh, that was just peachy. Do you know who he is?
No.
He's the head of the foundation that pays me enough to live on.
Oh, no.
Oh, now you've got to make me into a success, because if you don't, I'm going to starve to death.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Granger has just acquired another Millie Faraday painting to add to his growing collection of striking moderns. Stuart smilingly refused to reveal the price, but seemed very happy when we mentioned that Van Johnson was also the owner of a Faraday, and so on and so forth.
Oh, Stuart Granger and Van Johnson have paintings of mine? How did they get them?
Oh, this is just publicity, Millie. I told Sammy to get anything in the papers he could, and naturally he tacked on the names of picture stars who would attract attention to the items.
Just imagine. Stuart Granger and Van Johnson having pictures of mine.
Well, look, Millie, they don't.
I know. I said just imagine.
Say, Sammy's really been busy. You're listed among the guests at Esther Williams' party last night.
I am? But I wasn't there.
Well, sure you were. It says Millie Faraday, attractive blonde artist whose modern paintings are being snapped up these days. Isn't that wonderful?
But she didn't even invite me.
Well, of course not. These items are all manufactured to order, Millie. Don't be surprised either if you see an item that says you dabble in witchcraft on the side.
Oh, that's so silly, Maisie.
I know, but it makes interesting reading.
Oh, look at this, Maisie.
Oh, you found something in the other paper, huh? Where is it?
In the column. Look what she calls me.
One of the few remaining bohemians in Hollywood is Millie Faraday, a wild sight with her long black hair streaming out behind her as she rides up the canyon on George the horse whose stable she shares. An odd sidelight.
She's the only well-known artist who does all her painting on horseback.
That's not true.
Well, don't worry about that. I wish Sammy would make up his mind whether you're a blonde or a brunette.
I've got brown hair.
Sure, but you can be a brunette or a blonde on pretty short notice, you know.
Oh, that's Mr. Kennedy. He's my landlord. You'll like him.
Well, he'll be the first landlord I ever liked then.
Hello, Mr. Kennedy.
Hello, Miss Faraday. I've just been reading about you in the papers. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Oh, and this is my very wonderful friend, Maisie Revere.
Hello, Mr. Kennedy.
I wish you could be my very wonderful friend, too. My, what a charming, intelligent woman you are, Miss Revere.
I say hello, Mr. Kennedy, and you can tell I'm a charming, intelligent woman.
I presume you've seen about Miss Faraday in the papers, Miss Revere.
Oh, yes. Isn't it wonderful that she's gotten some recognition at last?
Oh, yes, indeed, Miss Revere. And by the way, here's your mail, Miss Faraday. Nothing of any importance except your usual check from the foundation.
Oh, thanks.
Just imagine, Van Johnson has a painting that was painted in this charming little cottage of mine.
Charming cottage. Mr. Kennedy, I've seen better-looking piano boxes.
Yeah, now, Miss Revere.
Personally, I'd rather live in a nice, dry covert.
You may get the opportunity. Miss Faraday, you owe me 1 month back rent, and I'd like it right now.
Mr. Kennedy, I haven't got the money. Well, you know me. I'm just an artist, and we don't make much money.
Pardon me, Miss Faraday, but I beg to differ with you. If you sold paintings to all these movie stars, you have money to put into my hot little hand.
Really, Mr. Kennedy, I haven't sold a painting. Honestly, look, they're all still there on the wall.
Yes, I see. Well, I like this one, and this is nice, yeah, but I don't care much for this one.
That's not a picture, that's a mirror.
The rent, Miss Faraday, the rent.
I really haven't got it, Mr. Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy, you don't seem to realize that Millie is making this little shack famous. In a few years, people will come up the canyon to look at this place and say, Millie Faraday used to work here.
If I don't get my rent right now, they'll be able to say that tomorrow.
I honestly haven't sold any paintings. I just went to that party, that's all.
Oh, in fact, she didn't even go there.
Let's make sure we understand each other. I want that money right now or out you go.
Oh, I'll pay it, Millie. Here you are.
Ah, that's more like it. Thank you. Oh, incidentally, next month's rent will be 20% higher.
20%? Well, what's that for?
For me. I like to go to parties, too.
Millie, you told me your landlord was wonderful, but he's like all the others I ever met. A grinning, black-hearted bandit.
What's happened to you, Mr. Kennedy? You were always so nice and understanding and sweet to me.
Yeah, what makes you such a louse?
Miss Faraday, and you too, Mr. Dear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind helping a young artist get along, but I have no intention of losing money to help an artist who's rolling in dough. Goodbye.
Oh, gee, Maisie, this is terrible.
Oh, well, those things happen, Millie. Don't let it worry you. I'm going to see that everything turns out all right.
I hope so. Well, let's see what's in the mail.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, here's my check. Oh, well, where's the check? Dear Miss Faraday, I am delighted to note in the papers that you are having the success you deserve, and I am glad that I can now transfer the money you formerly received to another artist. Sincerely, Herbert Finley. Oh, no! I am not getting assistance from the foundation anymore.
Oh, Jean, Millie, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, Maisie, I thought you were helping me, but you're ruining me. I'm getting poorer and poorer. Oh, come in.
Miss Faraday?
I'm Miss Faraday.
Oh, hello there. It's you again.
Yes, but this time I'm prepared for you.
I see you're wearing dark glasses.
Yes, and I sandpapered the lenses. Now you don't look nearly so good to me as you did yesterday.
Maybe you're just not close enough.
That perfume. What is it?
It's called Delinquent.
Yeah, that reminds me why I came here. Miss Faraday, I'm from the Good Samaritan Finance Company, and your account has been delinquent for some time.
What are you taking now?
Your bathtub. Ordinarily, we give you a break, but you've been doing all right according to the papers. And either you pay up or out goes the tub. You've got until tomorrow.
I suppose the next thing you'd like to take is their clothes.
I'll admit I've given it some thought.
Oh!
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Well, I guess I'd better do something about all this.
No, don't, Maisie.
Oh, why not? I've got to get you back to that foundation. And I want to call Sammy about those items in the paper.
No, Maisie. Just do me one favor, please. Stay off my side.
Well, that's the truth, Mr. Finley. She hasn't sold a single painting.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry to hear this.
Well, you'll put her back then.
Unfortunately, no. I've already reported on her case. And now if I have to change the report, people will realize I've made a mistake. And Miss Revere, I never make a mistake.
Congratulations. Hello, Sammy. This is Maisie Revere. Yeah. You're doing a great job, but you're murdering little Millie. What do you got in the papers for today? No, Sammy, you're just kidding me. But she's got a boyfriend, and I don't think he'll like that. Oh, jeepers. Uh-oh. I don't know how I'm responsible for that, but I bet I am. What's the matter, Millie?
Oh, maybe. You idiot.
Oh, please, Millie, I know I'm a little off my rocker to spend money promoting an artist, but what have I done now?
Guess who was just here and wanted to take away all the money I didn't get for my painting?
A burglar?
No. The tax man from the Internal Revenue Department.
Millie, you might as well see the item in the morning paper an hour later.
Oh, what is it? Is it something awful?
Well, it sounds good to me, but read it in the column for yourself.
Okay. It's love at first sight for Steve Adams, rising young star, and Millie Staraday, beautiful, red-headed painter.
Probably in the next release, you'll be a white-haired old lady like Grandma Moses.
They met at Esther Williams' party, and something electric passed between them.
Sounds like a waffle iron.
They've been holding hands and looking moonstruck ever since, and friends are predicting she'll soon be married and will live happily ever after.
Well, what do you think of that?
I don't remember him at all.
Millie.
Hmm?
You're beginning to believe your own publicity.
Oh, well, maybe.
Uh-oh. That poor old door sure is getting beat up. Oh, it's Bob Castle, your boyfriend.
Oh, gee, I'll bet he's furious.
Millie!
Well, you better let me go out and talk to him.
No, Maisie. You've messed my life up enough as it is.
Well, that was doing something I didn't understand. If there's one thing I do understand, it's men.
Open this door before I tear it down with my bare hands.
Oh, well, I guess you're right, Maisie.
You are interested in him, aren't you?
Oh, you bet I am.
Well, it's about time you open the door and let me in.
Outside.
But I want to see Millie.
What's your problem, Bob?
Have you seen this item in the morning paper about Millie and this Steve Adams?
Sure, Matt. I have, me bucko.
I'm serious about this.
Well, go ahead then.
Well, I want to ask you one question.
She hardly knows the man.
Don't interrupt me. Maisie, is there any truth to this item?
Yes, there is, Bob. But,
well, I can't believe it.
Well, that's right.
The moment I turn my back, she's out with another guy. Where is she? How can
it
be for my mind?
What are you going to do? Go in there and stamp around and make a noise like a man? Not a good that'll do. But you might try it if you're curious. I'll stand here, and when you come flying out, I'll break your fall.
Oh, Maisie, what am I going to do? I love her. I'm crazy about her, and I want to marry her.
Well, did you ever tell her that?
Well, no, but I've hinted a little bit.
When do you want to marry her?
Well,
it'll have to be a lot sooner than that. You can see what kind of office the paper's printing. And don't forget the two can live as cheaply as one.
Oh, Maisie, I don't call that living.
Besides, it's a lie. Well, run along, Bob. Step aside for the rugged competition.
Wait a minute. Quit pushing me. I just don't want to marry her until I can support her.
Goodbye, Bob. We need a man with a little courage here.
Maisie, stop. Wait.
Okay. Make me an offer.
I did. Well, I'll marry her today if Well, if she'll marry me.
Now, I ask you, what could be fairer than that? Step right in.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, Millie.
Stick a Millie. Ah, love, love,
hello, it's me again.
Oh, yeah. The man from the Good Samaritan Finance Company.
Yeah. maybe you can help me. Mm-hmm. You see, we don't like to offend any picture stars, so can you tell me, is there any truth in this item about Miss Faraday?
Well, yes, there is some.
What is it?
Just the part where it says, Miss Faraday will soon be married and will be happy ever after.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Again, here's Maisie.
Well, Bob was a little surprised when he found out there wasn't any actor named Steve Adams. But he and Millie got married in Las Vegas, and I got a little surprised when I caught the bridal bouquet. Bob had put a cactus in it. It also turned out he was the son of a vice president of a tire company and was learning the business from the ground up. Millie was peeved because he hadn't told her, but she got over it real fast. About the publicity in the painting, sure enough, people got interested and she sold some of them. As a matter of fact, she may even make enough to pay for a new hobby she's taken up. Raising babies. Well, come on, Zeke, start walking. I know you'll steer me into trouble somewhere, so let's find it.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sammy Hill, I Everback, Peter Leeds, Howard McNear, and Frank Nelson. Jack McCoy, Sr. ¶¶